In those days, when there was again a great crowd without anything to eat, he called his disciples and said to them, I have compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance. His disciples replied, How can one feed these people with bread here in the desert? He asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute, and they distributed them to the crowd. They had also a few small fish, and after blessing them, he ordered that these too should be distributed. They ate and were filled, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Now these were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. Brothers and sisters, this is a well-known text. I've heard it many times, and I've read it many times. But as always, when you read the gospel, there are things that you never thought about before. Now, I will today concentrate on the beginning of this text, not so much on the miracle of the bread and the fish, but the situation where Jesus is in front of a crowd. And if you read the beginning, it says, there was again a great crowd without anything to eat. There were 4,000 people. They had walked 3 days in the desert. What is very interesting is that we don't even know what they came for. It doesn't say what Jesus spoke about during those 3 days. Unless the people walk for 3 days, all we know is that before, in chapter 7 of Mark, Jesus has performed a few miracles. He has healed people. But more importantly, in the middle of the chapter before, chapter 7, he's already addressing the crowd about the traditions of the Jews, about the cultural traditions. What we say here in South Africa, the Amasiko, the culture. And that gives us a clue about what possibly he spoke to them. He had basically a discussion with the Pharisees, and he challenged them on saying, you don't respect the scriptures. The scriptures about honoring your father and your mother. What does it mean? When your parents become old, if you've got some money, you've got to share what you have with your parents. But the law of the Jews said the priority is to give money to the temple for the offerings. And Jesus was scandalized that in some cases, poor people had to give all their money to the temple and they could not honor their parents. This custom is called the Kolban. Here we have something similar. Jesus is with the crowd and they are hungry. Now what I find interesting in this text is that most of the time when politicians or even church leaders address a crowd, they are at the center. They are the people that are important. They speak and they are interested in what they are saying. For instance, they address a crowd to attract their votes, to convince them. And in a certain way, the people who come from far, they don't really count. They are there to listen. That's all. With Jesus, it was a completely different scenario. What he says is not even mentioned, but the only thing we know is actually the people who are hungry after walking for 3 days. He turns around the situation, and as we know, he feeds them. Now, in South Africa, for example, we often have political meetings, and the important people, they think that it's fine for them to arrive late. It shows their importance. If they come a few hours late and the people wait in the sun with no food, it's okay, because they are important. And I also remember now, a few months ago, a church leader, a Pentecostal church leader in Nigeria, in Lagos, very famous. He's got his private TV network, and there are thousands and thousands of people who come to listen to him. And a certain number of South African people came to listen to him, and they were staying in the local guest house, which was badly constructed. It collapsed, and many of them died. What was amazing is that this church leader, J.B. Joshua, did not really care. He tried to defend himself. He was very defensive. He didn't show any compassion for the people who came a long way from South Africa to listen to him and then died. Jesus shows us the opposite. He's not at the center. Of course he's at the center. That's the reason why the people came. But he cares for them in a very unique manner. So I think that's the lesson for us. If we are like Jesus and people come to us, those people are more important than we are. Even if we talk about religion, even if we preach, we need to look at the situation from the point of view of the crowd. And that's very difficult. I think it goes against the trend. We live in a society, in a culture based on media, and it's always the message which is important, not the people who listen to the message. So I would like to leave you with this message or this thought, is that if Jesus himself was less concerned about himself and more about the people who came to listen to him, what about us? Thank you.